Yeah, the Dead Set Legends here on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Jude Bolton, Wendell Saylor and Gus Wallen. We do the show thanks to our mates at Mitsubishi. The Mitsubishi Triton, nothing can frighten a Triton. Time now for the Burley Curly. Oh!
Curly.
Yeah, all thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets who supported us all the way through COVID. Yeah. Now they are open and ready to rumble. So please go and support our mates at Paddy's Markets. A chance for Jude and I to ask Del a couple of questions around the game of rugby league.
Del, huge talking point last night, Chad Townsend, an explosive hit up on Kalen Ponga, and we heard this from referee Cummins.
You aren't making a tackle, you've left off the ground. I reckon it's pretty serious. He's jumped off the ground, off the ball, and he's hitting high. So that's why I sent off.
Do you agree with that? Should he have been sent off?
I reckon he should have got sin bin. 10 minutes. I don't think he hit him in the head. And it was just clumsy. I know Chad was trying to lift his team, but I respect Kalen Ponga. Just gets up and just gets on with it. It reminds me of a young Darren Lockyer. Darren Lockyer used to get beat up a lot.
He was actually smiling when he got up.
He was, because he understands every week he gets targeted. But I don't think he should have been sent off.
He said at the end of the game he didn't hit me in the head, and he was sweet with it. Yeah. Whether that was him just being a good kid or not, but it was one of those moments where you're like, oh,
it looked worse than what it was, because Kalen actually relaxed when he heard the whistle, and obviously Chad at the time, Chad, he just went. He hadn't played for like 5 or 6 weeks, I think, because he had an injury. But Chad, he was trying to pump the team up,
and the little thing from his nose flies out. It was amazing.
Yeah, it looked like a tooth at the start.
Yeah, it did look like a tooth.
We need to get some veneers for my man Castro.
Right, after the West Tigers said he wasn't wanted at the club beyond this year, should Benji Marshall retire or play on in 2021?
Look, I think I said the other night, if there's a club that could do with someone like Benji Marshall, not just on the field but off the field the way he carries himself, well, yeah, you'd sign him, because he wouldn't want massive money, but he feels like he's not finished and he's got something more to offer. I think for Benji, I just think it catches up with you sometimes. You know, we've seen it with a few players this year. So for me, if Benji wants to play on. But I reckon it'd be nice for Benji just to finish his year, because he still played pretty good football.
Thought it was disgraceful how he found out.
That was
out.
Terrible. Like, I think he deserved better,
all
mate.
Other players, yeah. All other players look around and think, yeah. How are they treating him?
And everywhere that Benji's gone, Benji's been really good, not just for the team, but also the fans and also the younger players coming through. My young bloke, Tristan, said when he was down the Dragons, always had time for the young blokes and just the way that he carries himself. So best of luck, Benji, and the family.
Yeah, he's a decent person.
Oh, I love
and,
him,
he's a Gotcha for Life ambassador, yeah. And done brilliant work for me. That is disgraceful, the
terrible.
Tigers. Yeah. Talk about Jack Gibson. It rots from the head up.
Yep.
Head down. Well, West Tigers, have a good look at yourself. How can you let a bloke who's a legend of your club find out in the papers or in the media that you're no longer required?
Yeah. Look, I know Madge is a good coach and Shane Millard, like, on the coaching staff, but I think it's got the CEO and obviously the chairman.
Well, they're leaking like a sieve at the moment.
What about Anthony Griffin? Apparently the front runner to land the Dragons job. He was doing a hell of a job at the Panthers before he got the flick. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, look, he had a good record at the Broncos as well, so unfortunately for him, he just rubs the people the wrong way. But look, for me, obviously, Dean Young's in the firing line now, or in the line to get that job. But look, I think, you know, no disrespect to the Dragons, I think the last time they went outside the club, you had Wayne Bennett. So, you know, they've had Stephen Price and Paul McGregor, and I think Dino's a good coach, but I think you need someone of Anthony Griffin's pedigree to come in, or even a Dave Ferner. So I'm happy with if they go outside. Dean Young to stay there as an assistant, because Dean Young, there's no doubt, he's going to be a good coach long term.
Bronson Cherry, B sample, came back positive, and he's looking at a 4-year suspension. What's one piece of advice that you'd give him? You've been there yourself, big fella, ahead of the next 4 years.
Just surround yourself with people who understand you made a mistake. And obviously, I'd say get some counselling, because I think that sort of helped me, because you can make a mistake, but it's how people make you feel. And not just so much the media, but people, because you've been in such a game. And he was one of the super talents of our game. You know, talking New South Wales and Australia for him, because, mate, you're going to have a lot of bad days. And I had a lot of bad days until one of my friends, Gav Larkin, just said to me, mate, you know, you're a good bloke, you've made a mistake. And then I felt a bit at ease because I went and got some counselling. And then you have to do something normal, whether it's go and work a normal job, whether it's go out there, but you've got to forgive yourself as well. So that'll come not at the start. And you, something that you love so much, you're going to miss it. Like, he's such a good footballer, and his whole life he's been a schoolboy superstar, the next big thing. And he's made a mistake, or has been advised badly. Bronson Cherry. And, you know, he'll have time to come back. I think he's only 19 or 20.
Well, he's going to be 25 when he comes back. So
that's
plenty of time.
Mate, I came back at 34, 35. I was a little bit overweight, but I had the club gave me a second chance. The fans gave me a second chance. People will give you a second chance as long as you've earned it.
Just quickly, we saw Josh King score his first try after 59 appearances. Is a nudie run a real thing on Mad Mondays?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it, most clubs hold you to it. Most players do, obviously. No need to run some out, score 20 tries a season. Oh. But, yeah. And I love getting nude.
More on the Desert Legends in just a second. Receives.